Mr. President.
I thank the distinguished representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran for this statement. Let me refer delegations to the relevant rules of procedure and also to practice what we have had during the last review conferences. In accordance with Rule 43.1 of the Rules of Procedure, plenary meetings are public meetings unless otherwise decided, and NGOs are therefore entitled to attend, as they did at the beginning of last week and as they are now. It was the practice at the last review conference that the informal plenaries on thematic issues were also open to NGOs. However, there is no specific guidance on this issue in the rules of procedure, but our practice from the last review conference and from the last international program has been to be as open as possible. I'm obviously open to guidance from the conference on this issue. With regard to meetings of the Committee of the Whole, the rules of procedure 43.2 states that meeting of the Committee of the Conference shall be held in private. However, practice has evolved over the years, as with many provisions of the rules of procedure, and at the last review conference, meetings of the Committee of the Whole were open to NGOs. The PREPCOM this year, in Para 25 of its final report, decided that committees may decide to hold certain meetings in public. This was identical language to that agreed by the PREPCOM for the 7th review conference in 2011. I would like to avoid a lengthy procedural discussion on this and enable Ambassador Biantino to start the work of the Committee of the Whole, but I turn to delegations whether any of them would like to take the floor on this, in addition to the point made by Iran or in reflection to it. United Kingdom.